Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, it's Arrow. Inside the HighEndPottery.com studio, HI-InPottery.com. When you want original artwork, artwork that really, really lifts your life, this is where you got to start. HighEndPottery.com. Let's do it. Let's do Play It Forward. A look at the unexpected changes endured by the entertainers, writers, camera people, and all others affected, but not infected by the global invasion of the coronavirus. These are real people, real stories, the struggle to play it forward. Episode number 137 with MTV's Maxwell Zorich. When Americans vote early, they ensure the last-minute problems, from long lines and safety concerns to a bad commute or busy work schedule. Something's always getting in the way of you placing that vote. However, many of us are absolutely unaware of the different options for voting early. MTV helped launch the very first Vote Early Day, along with a coalition of more than 2,500 organizations and businesses. They joined together to spread the word and help many Americans make plans to cast their ballots. We are Unplugged and Totally Uncut with Maxwell Zorich from MTV.
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm telling you, this is exactly what we need to be doing. We, as a community, we need to get people to start moving, and you're a leader in this one, mister.
Thank you. Yes, we're working together with a lot of brands and organizations just to get out the vote early. It's a big priority for us.
How did all this come together? Because you've got some artists coming and to do some things that we've never seen before.
Yeah, well Saturday, October 24th, this Saturday is Vote Early Day. And we at MTV have been helping to lead the charge to bring together more than 2,500 partners from across the country. We've got big brands like Snapchat and Twitter and REI and Uber. We also have local organizations that are working to make sure that everybody knows about their options to vote early and are celebrating. Because we know when you celebrate voting, when you make it fun, more people show up. And we're really excited to be participating in Raleigh in particular. We have a balloon artist named Robert Bose who does these big ephemeral kind of sculptures. He's done them at Burning Man. He's done them at Coachella. And we're doing one in Raleigh right down at Warehouse Plaza, Union Station. And we have two local chalk artists who are going to be doing big chalk murals down there as well, all starting Friday in Raleigh. So we're really excited to be there.
You are helping to erase the excuses that people tend to come up with as to, well, I didn't get around to it. Well, you know what? You blew it. And the people need to be heard this year.
That's exactly right. And that's what we're seeing. And that's why 44 million people have already casted their ballots early. I think the proof is there that people don't want to make sure like a last minute problem, like a shift or something, a family member that needs something doesn't stop them from casting their ballot. And so that's exactly why we create a Vote Early Day, is to really draw that attention, have partners across the country talking about voting early all on the same day. And you know, when you vote early, you actually keep lines shorter for everyone else on election day. We know some people are still going to show up on election day. And the more votes that happen earlier, then the lines are shorter for everybody else. You're doing everyone a favor.
That's so funny that you say that, because the running joke on Facebook yesterday was, everybody get out there and early vote so I don't have to wait in line on election day.
Exactly right. That's great. We would love to see that. Get everyone voting early so that way, for those procrastinators, their lines are short and they can make sure they can get in and out.
I got to tell you, Maxwell, there's a feeling that, I mean, because we've always voted early, but for some reason this time around, we voted last Saturday morning. We arrived at the poll at 6:45 because we knew we were going to have to wait anyway. And then when they opened up at 8 o'clock, boom, 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 we were in and out. But the thing that I get, though, is that now that we voted, it's like, damn, I can't go change my vote because I'm hearing different things all the time.
Yeah, well, one reason that we have Vote Early Day on Saturday, this Saturday, is that, you know, it's a few days after the last debate. We want to make sure that everybody has all the information that they need, but also casting their ballots as soon as they can. There are a lot of people out there who have made a decision. They know who they want to vote for, and so we encourage them to go out there and cast their ballot early. if you're still making, you know, a decision, maybe watch the debate tonight and then go out on Vote Early Day and cast your ballot.
One of the things that people need to do, and I know that MTV's got to have some sort of connection for this, is that they can't just show up at a poll. They've got to go in there. They had to do their homework. They have to know where their heart is and where their country is.
Yeah, I think this year in particular, we're seeing from younger people, they're voting really on the issues that they care about. That's what they're listening for. That's what they're kind of paying attention to. And we founded a campaign this year with the Ad Council called Vote for Your Life. That's all about that. It's vote for that issue that really gets you fired up. Young people are talking about the economy when it comes to unemployment and their rent. They're talking about the response to the pandemic. They're thinking about racial justice. And so we want to make sure that if there's an issue that you care about, you're hearing about it, and you're getting out there and voting for that issue. You know, we're hearing a lot about the presidential race, but there's a lot more on the ballot. There's Senate races, there's mayoral races. And so a lot of those issues that young people care about in particular are showing up in ways that is not just voting for the president.
I really honestly think that this generation that we're currently in right now is going to become smarter and stronger because we've had the time to really get in there and see, even with local taxes and stuff like that, what are my tax dollars going to do? This next election is just so important.
Yeah, young people, I think, are really fired up. We're going to see historic youth turnout this year. It's, you know, they're already voting early in huge ways. I think something more than over 500,000 young people in battleground states have already casted their ballot, which is way larger than anything that we've seen before. And that's partly why we created Vote Early Day, is that young people are fired up. They're first time voters, and they maybe just don't have as much information about their different options. For many of them, maybe they'd only heard of Election Day before. They didn't know about voting by absentee or in person early. And so Vote Early Day is like that opportunity where, you know, brands like Snapchat and MTV and those that reach Gen Z are hearing about their options, getting the information that they need, so that they can show up as soon as possible.
One of the things that's fantastic about MTV's Vote Early Day is you're helping to create conversation, because for the past 4 years, nobody has really wanted to talk politics unless they were ready to hit the battlegrounds. But I mean, you guys are really saying, come on now, let's talk about this and let's make a movement move.
That's exactly right. There's just so many places this year where young people can make the difference in voting. We see elections at the local level sometimes decided by one, two votes, a dozen votes. And so even young people outside of the battleground states that get a lot of the focus, they're showing up to make a difference in their city council races and their district attorney races, because they're fired up about the issues that are on the ballot this year. Again, racial justice, the response to the pandemic, these are all things that local officials are making big decisions about. And young people are going to be showing up in all cities. And it's not just the big battleground states like North Carolina, but also that, you know, they're showing up across the country.
Well, and I think what's really interesting about you guys participating with this, not only does it make it look cool and stuff like that, but these first-time voters at 18 years old and those that are maybe in their 20s are going to sit there and say, okay, I voted. Now maybe I can become a city leader, a state leader. Because, I mean, it has to start somewhere, and that vote really does make you feel good when you come out of that polling.
Yeah, young people, they're not only showing up to vote this year, too, which is interesting. At MTV and Comedy Central, we helped found a new organization called Power the Polls, which is all about recruiting poll workers. And we've seen something like 650,000 people raise their hand this year to want to work the polls. So, young people, I think we get a lot of conversation, are they going to show up at the ballot box? But even this year, they're showing up all day to work at the polls, which is just phenomenal. And so I think you're right, is that there's a bit of an awakening in this country among young people and the political power that they potentially hold. And they're realizing that they can run the elections, they can run for office, they can cast their ballot in big ways that make a difference. So I think that's really why the young people are encouraged to participate, is because they know that they can they're going to be the ones in charge.
You're so right about that, about the people that are working the polls, because, I mean, I think this is really the first time that I have seen every generation represented sitting in those chairs. I mean, usually it's the older generation. Not this time around, dude.
Not this time around in particular. I think when people show up to vote on Saturday, on Vote Early Day, they are going to notice that young people are there casting their ballots. They're running the polls. They're on the ballot. You know, they're running for office. So I think this is going to be really a big year for young people, 2020.
Well, I'm just so proud of MTV. You guys have always been there all the way back to Rock the Vote and everything like that. And you guys just continue to move the generations forward.
Thank you. Yes, this is it's in our DNA. And yeah. I think it's important to continually be innovating and coming up with new ways to make sure that young people have access and are getting out there, registered, casting their vote early.
Absolutely. Maxwell, please come back to the show anytime in the future. The door is always going to be open for you, sir.
Would love to. Thanks so much for having me.
That's Play It Forward. You can listen to other conversations just like this one on all three of my podcasts, Like It's Live, Unplugged and Totally Uncut, and View from the Writing Instrument, all found on every digital platform.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.